Directors at the Regional District of Bulkley Nachako covered a wide range of local governance issues during their June 19, 2025, board meeting, with discussions spanning planning decisions, regional park governance, investment strategies, and support for health services in the north. Planning applications raise local concerns. The board reviewed several land use files, including a rezoning application for a proposed abattoir and a development variance permit. A proposed gravel pit drew concerns from directors about its potential impact on nearby rural residential areas. Discussion also touched on the long-term implications of multiple wind farm projects in the region. Directors raised concerns about the cumulative impact of such developments and the challenges of balancing economic benefits with environmental and community considerations. Debate over park governance and bylaw enforcement. Directors revisited the district's bylaw enforcement policy, with particular focus on whether regional parks should be included. The conversation highlighted differing views on the need for enforcement versus the costs of implementation and adjudication hearings. Director Michael Rees-Christensen emphasized the need to ensure governance decisions reflect the interests of local constituents. A compromise was reached on a regional function affecting both staff operations and community use. $4 million investment sparks debate over risk and returns. The board reviewed a proposed investment of $4 million into a diversified multi-asset class fund, prompting a wide-ranging debate about the best approach to public sector investing. Some directors questioned the risks associated with moving away from guaranteed investment certificates, GICs, while others supported the potential for stronger returns. There was also discussion around ensuring better oversight of investments and exploring ways to direct capital into opportunities that support local economic development. Support for halls, emergencies, and local initiatives. Several grants and aid were approved at the meeting. These included funding for rural community hall upgrades and support for emergency response societies. Directors expressed continued support for grassroots efforts that improve public safety and community well-being. Confidentiality and travel expenses under review. The board discussed protocols for in-camera meetings, emphasizing the importance of maintaining confidentiality. Directors noted the need for secure meeting locations and agreed that participants should be able to turn off cameras if necessary to ensure privacy. Policies around incidental expenses also came up for review. Directors pointed to the need to include parking fees in hotel allowances and raised questions about high tipping expectations in some locations, particularly in Victoria. Climate goals and healthcare innovation. An update on the Climate Action Program showed progress in reducing greenhouse gas emissions across the region. The board also received news that the Highway 16 Trail project had been awarded construction funding, advancing a key piece of regional active transportation infrastructure. In a move to support regional health services, directors passed a resolution calling for improved access to blood donation services in northern BC. The board also discussed emerging health innovations, including the potential development of artificial blood by 2030. Directors report on local events and initiatives. The meeting concluded with updates from individual board members on local events and engagements. One director shared their experience attending a rural conference, while another spoke about a seminar on substance misuse and mental health. Updates also included news of lawnmower races, meetings with the Provincial Cattlemen's Board, campground upgrades, and municipal paving projects. National Indigenous Day events were highlighted, along with a recent Chaco Watershed Roundtable that was described as well-received. Other items included progress on tourism branding efforts, BC Hydro transmission line updates, and a meeting with City West regarding regional service delivery.